This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To be clear, by the way, we are not having deflation here. What we've got is what the experts like to call disinflation. Makes you love economics even more, doesn't it? The big news in television this week comes courtesy of cable, specifically ESPN. For years, there has been a small but growing number of cord cutters, people getting rid of cable in favor of streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. But there was always one thing holding a lot of those people back, a lot of those would-be people, I guess you'd say, live sports. To get live sports, you generally needed good old-fashioned cable bundles, the ones that can easily cost you $100 a month or more. Now, though, ESPN has decided to make itself available over the internet as part of a new streaming service from Dish Network. Dan Bobkoff explains why.
Because there's a group out there that gives media executives nightmares.
What in industry parlance they call the cord nevers.
Cord nevers. They are young, tech-savvy millennials. An analyst, Craig Moffat of Moffat Nathanson, says they never paid for cable TV in the first place and appear to have no interest in starting.
Most of the media companies thought those millennials were going to come streaming back to the pay TV model as soon as they either got married or had children. They're starting to question that premise.
So ESPN decided that if it's going to reach these cord nevers, it has no choice but to meet them where they are, online. For the first time, ESPN will be available as part of an internet-only streaming package called Sling TV. For $20 a month, you can get a couple of ESPN channels, plus a few others like TNT and CNN. Chris Young is an analyst with SNL Kagan. He estimates Dish is paying about $13 for the bundle of channels.
The potential will be a win-win for Dish, for ESPN, and consumers, with the key being if these are new customers.
That's what ESPN and Dish are betting on, that most of the people who sign up would never have paid for ESPN through traditional cable anyway. But Moffat says the fear is that existing customers will switch to save money.
There's a big risk of cannibalization here.
ESPN is well aware of that, and its contract with Dish limits how fast Sling can grow. Even as the industry changes fast, no one wants to destroy the existing business model before they have to. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.